At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
But don't give a f***.
Oh yeah, it's the segment of the show where we let the social media conservative voices scream out, where mainstream media normally doesn't let these people out of their cage. They want them to get no publicity.
Yeah.
And what I've decided to do with the Buck Don't Give a Bleep segment is break it up every day into like a different theme. We'll have Minority Mondays. We'll have Truth Bomb Tuesdays. We'll have Warrior Women Wednesdays, Thankful Thursdays, and Freedom Fighter Fridays. So, and we've featured singers. We've done poetry. We've had a lot of great African-American voices on here talking about conservative values. Well, today on our very first Warrior Women Wednesday, you actually probably remember this social media conservative voice. She's been on Newsmax, also now has a new daily podcast that's growing in popularity on Instagram, just shy of about 70,000 followers. She's also my former colleague on Show Me St. Louis. As we celebrate 30 years of that show, she was part of the team that launched the show in 1995, 30 years ago. She was a lighthearted, very funny reporter. Wendy Bell was her name. But today, she is a warrior for conservative values. She has been going boldly after Big Pharma in recent weeks, and she shares in her podcast a lot of personal stories as they relate to her five kids, including her twin boys. She's passionate. She gets fired up on the topic of forced vaccinations in schools. Here's Wendy, a very strong conservative voice, this week's warrior woman, Wendy Bell. Hit it, Ethan.
You can't go anywhere in college, ladies and gentlemen. You can't go beyond an education if you haven't proven that you are vaccinated against meningitis. She hands me, the nurse does, hands me a rundown of each of the boys' vaccinations so far. And I looked on the page, and in 2012, when they were 12, I should say, both of my boys got the Gardasil HPV shot. They got two of them. And I looked down at the sheet. It was 2020. I looked down at the sheet and I got to be honest with you, I didn't hear anything else in the room. We just played a week ago. We played RFK Jr., Health and Human Services Secretary, talking about what he says is known, that he knew in the trial data that children are 37 times more likely to die from Gardasil than they are to die from cervical cancer, which was the whole gist of this Merck vaccine that rolled out in the early 2000s. And I looked at the nurse and she looked back at me and I whispered, Gardasil. And she said, yes, I know. And I said, I didn't. And she said, I didn't either. I did it too. And in that moment, my twin sons have no idea what's going on, as I'm realizing that 5 years ago, they both got a two-shot series of a vaccine that now I'm very concerned about. And the whole rest of the day was a total wash. And I said to the nurse privately afterwards, I said, but the Secretary of Health and Human Services is, because she said, I know. And I said, and you're still using it? And she said, we are. Look, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-science. I'm just so angry that I don't trust anyone anymore. I'm so angry that I don't believe anyone anymore. I'm so disappointed that corporate medicine has gobbled up every physician there is. And they're all under this big umbrella of corporate garbage that compensates them for pushing things on us.
Wow.
And it was 2020, and I didn't know. And I feel so awful. And as I'm sitting there, feeling terrible, looking at my sons.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's living it as a mom, right? And she's now hearing all of this evidence coming out that JFK is unveiling.
RFK.
I mean,
I do the same thing all the time.
Clearly, she's emotional. She's upset about it. And you won't find a more passionate conservative woman ever. I mean, she gets on a lot of other issues day in and day out. But right now, she's got big pharma in her sights.
I don't blame her. You feel like somebody's pulled the rug out from under your feet.
Yeah, she
wants
to trust.
When you find out that you were told this was safe. And then you find out later that they've hidden information from you. And why do you think they all hate RFK Jr. so much?
Yeah.
Why did everybody walk out of the CDC when they fired the one woman who was probably protecting them all?
Yeah.
They're like rats on a sinking ship. They're all scurrying to get off now because the people are starting to find out the truth.
He's ripping down the curtain.
He is.
Yeah. And revealing the ugliness behind it, that Big Pharma has been controlling this narrative, controlling our CDC, controlling our NIH, and basically, you know, telling us what they want us to hear, not what we need to hear. And that's kind of what I think Wendy was alluding to there, is who in the heck can we trust anymore?
Have you kept up with Wendy over the years? Have you stayed in touch with her a little bit?
A little bit, through Facebook. And, you know, she went through a lot. She refused to get the COVID shot, and it cost her job at the CBS affiliate, I believe, in Pittsburgh, where she was working. And, you know, she's married to a doctor, surprisingly.
Oh, is she really?
Married to, they met here in St. Louis while he was going through medical school. And, that's where he did his fellowship, and they stayed there in Pittsburgh.
I wonder what the fallout is for him if he's in a hospital system to have his wife be so vocal against
him. If you'd know Wendy, she really wouldn't care.
Well, I mean, it could affect his livelihood.
Yeah, I bet not. I mean, you can't say because your wife has an opinion.
No, maybe not. I mean, the thing is, though, she just hit the nail squarely on the head, pointing out that they're all part of the system. You go to have you ever doctor shopped? A few years ago, my doctor unexpectedly passed away. Great guy, loved Dr. Anstey. He was fantastic, and he got very ill very quickly, and he passed. And I found myself having to go shop around and find another doctor. And I ended up switching from, I think it was BJC to maybe Mercy, and I found this guy, this is right as COVID when all this stuff was happening.
Right.
And I went in and sat down with the guy. I'm like, listen, if I get COVID, will you give me hydroxychloroquine? Will you give me ivermectin? And he said, I can't.
I know.
And I'm like, what do you mean you can't? You're a doctor. Write the prescription and let me go to the pharmacy and get it. The system won't allow me to do that. So the healthcare system that he works for, that he draws his salary from, put down an edict that you will not prescribe these medicines, and nowhere in St. Louis County could you get them. I had to go to DeSoto to get the medicine and find a doctor down there. Thank God I did, Dr. Stephen Crawford, who was prescribing that and saving untold numbers of lives by doing so.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I was going the wrong way with COVID and got some ivermectin, and in 24 hours I completely turned the table on it, and within 48 hours,
huge difference.
Instantly. I mean, within one 12-hour period, I could immediately feel myself getting.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Getting better. It was.
Well, Dan, I mean, obviously you and I have known each other for a long time. I don't know that we talked much through that COVID period, except when I came and interviewed you that time in Clayton about your youth sports experience. But that Dr. Crawford was the medical director of a nursing home down in Jefferson County. And he had a 100% cure rate in people over the age of 80 in a nursing home when he administered that medication the minute their blood their blood oxygen levels started to drop. And he went to each of their family members and said, I can fix this if you'll let me. The only people that died in that nursing home were the ones that came and told him, CNN told me that's dangerous. I don't want you to do it. And their loved ones died, and all of the rest of them lived. And I reported on this story first. We broke this story, and not a single journalist in the city of St. Louis had the balls to go down there and interview him and do the story, because I'm sure they were all under pressure not to cover anything positive about ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or any of it.
And the evidence was so mounting.
So mounting. So,
and I mean, not just with him, but with all the frontline doctors. And,
yes,
and,
in D.C.,
and
yes.
Globally. Globally, yes. They were seeing remarkable trends with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And it just was being ignored here because of Big Pharma's grip.
Because of the system.
Because
yes.
They were making
They don't
millions.
Want anybody to know this because they see the lawsuits coming down the pike.
Yeah.
And by God, they ought to. There ought to be some hungry attorneys out there ready to sue the pants off of
and
them.
And to Wendy's point in her diatribe today was it started at the CDC and the NIH,
right.
Who were all being controlled by who? By Big Pharma.
We ought to see about, is Wendy, is she doing this on the internet? Where's she doing
it? Yeah, the show is on Instagram.
We ought to see about getting her on the show.
She'd love to join us, I'm sure.
We should do that.
Yeah, that'd be good. And we could maybe reminisce about the 30th anniversary of Show Me on Friday.
That's true. Did they call her? Does she still live in, she didn't live in the area, you just said,
still lives in Pittsburgh, yeah.
Okay, so did they bring her in for this at all?
They did a Zoom
with her.
They Zoomed with her, yeah. She'll be on the show, I'm sure.
Great segment, my friend.